Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micro pint. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman here on the National Defense. So, I mean, everything you're saying has some new information for me. But I also want to talk about you wrote a book about spiritual warfare, spiritual combat, right?
Yeah. And this is, you know, in the end, we're in a battle against forces of evil. And I wrote the book on combat, on killing, on hunting, and on spiritual combat. And, you know, what I tell people is this. You know, I train first responders in all 50 states. I train our military. And our first responders in particular, they see every bad thing that happens. Every single bad, terrible, tragic event that could possibly happen, they're there. And this is not about religion, really. I tell all of my audience, it's an existential question every human being asks. How could a loving God allow these terrible things to happen? And the answer is pretty simple, and almost all the world's religion would agree. We are not God's puppets. A loving father would not hang over your shoulder every minute of every day, protecting you from everything that happens. And, you know, have you ever heard, if you love something, let it go, if it comes back, it's yours? That's how much God loves us. He loves us enough to let us make our own decision. That means a lot of people make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. A lot of bad things happen. You say, God, why don't you do something? He says, I did. I send you. So that's our purpose in life. It's about spiritual warfare. Now, in normal warfare, you win in large part by killing the enemy. In spiritual warfare, you win by saving them. And the whole outline on spiritual combat, what do you do in basic training? First thing to do is equipment issue. And the duffel bag drag as you go with all this equipment. And we've got here Ephesians chapter 6, the equipment issue, and then basic training. And then just this year, the sequel came out, Dive into the Deep End of the Pool, on spiritual warfare. But we tell people, don't curse God when he doesn't answer your prayers the way you think he should.
Exactly.
In the end, we're all going to die. And very few deaths are really easy deaths.
Yeah.
The body doesn't easily let go of life. Everybody's going to die. In the end, every nation falls over my dead body. In the end, our son will die. But eternity continues.
Right.
If you're a person of faith,
right. Look
at the big picture. And God's greatest blessing is not less suffering, because he didn't really promise that. He'll help us deal with suffering.
Right.
And his blessing is not that we don't die here on earth. He does pray for everything and look to him for everything. But his greatest blessing is eternity in heaven. Mm-hmm. Literally, infinitely greater than anything else.
Right.
And if any remote idea there might be God, it might be the God of the Bible, I really recommend this book. It lays the foundation for what our mission is here. It's been incredibly well received. Praise God. It's being used for Bible studies in police departments and military units around the world. We're just about to get it translated in Ukrainian. I told you my book on killing on combat was translated into Ukrainian. Yeah. It's just really a big hit, and that'll be the next one that we're able to put out there. And in the end, you know, we're in a fight against forces of evil.
Well, you know, I mean, God never promised that everything would be good.
And he only promised
that in the bad things, he's walking through with you, right?
Yes.
And that,
yes.
That's my viewpoint.
Here's the verse. All things come together for good.
Yep. Yep.
For them that love the Lord, according to his purposes.
Yes.
So people just put out the all things come together good. No.
Right.
For those who love the Lord, yeah, according to his purposes.
Well, and Dave, my favorite verse of the Bible was Proverbs 16:9, which is man makes his plans, but God directs his steps. So that says to me that it's okay to make your plans. If God's not in it, it's not going to happen anyway. So far, God doesn't like about 99% of my plans. But that's okay. Because the 1% that he likes, he loves them, and they're awesome. So,
you know, and that lives, that brings us back to this fundamental question. All my first responders, all my military, why do we stay in the fight? We had an all-time record number of cops shot in the line of duty last year. A couple of years before that, in 2021, all-time record number of cops murdered in the line of duty, in spite of body armor, in spite of leaps and bounds of medical technology. You know, the murder rate's a lie. Because every year, medical technology saves ever more lives. It's much worse than it looks. Mm-hmm. In 2020, homicides exploded, orders of magnitude worse than anything we have ever seen before. Mm-hmm. And wheels are coming unglued. Wheels are coming off the bus. Our cops are being videotaped, and every action they do are being held accountable. Why would anybody do this job? I tell people, all I can do is tell you why I keep doing the job. I'm 67 years old. Waiting at home for me is my bride of 49 years. I get home one, maybe two, three nights a week, you know, conjugal visit, clean underwear, back in the room. But the only purpose, only person on earth more precious than my bride are my children, sure, my grandchildren.
Yeah.
I get a grandson in the Army now, Indiana National Guard,
oh,
Intel.
Wow.
He's a smart kid. He didn't go infantry like his grandpa. He went Intel. And in a blink of an eye, we'll be great grandparents. And we believe if we love our family, if we love our nation, if we love our God, we'll give 100%. All the people you're talking about, all the people you serve, military, law enforcement, they're internal defense and external defense. That's it.
Right.
That's the first responders in our military. All the people you serve out there, nobody is doing this for the money.
Right. Right.
You'll never get stinking filthy rich doing it, at least not legally.
Absolutely.
And nobody's doing it to be famous.
Yeah.
You'll never be a famous celebrity, at least not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
When you chose this life, you chose a life of sacrifice. And you must believe your sacrifice is for a noble and worthy purpose. Now that kind of takes us to the sheepdog model. So first is understanding how desperately the world needs a advocate. Now, I coined the term, I've got the U.S. government trademark for the term sheepdog as a protector, and I give people permission to use it. They contact, I send them a nice letter suitable for framing, giving them permission to use the name. But we wrote the Sheepdog Kids book, and this idea of being the sheepdog, right? We're talking about resiliency. We're talking about people who do not get PTSD. And one of the famous ones is a man named Viktor Frankl. He walked out of a Nazi death camp. He wrote some important books. He walked out of a Nazi death camp, a human skeleton, enduring unthinkable evil, and he did not have PTSD. And he said, I realized the only thing in the universe these Nazi bastards couldn't control is how I choose to respond. Is that the sheepdog? The sheepdog chooses to prepare. The sheepdog chooses to walk the warrior path, the sheepdog path, the hero's path. And you come up that path. The Bible says faith without works is dead. You know, you may be motivated to do this job, but turn that motivation into action and seek training and seek opportunities. Come further up those steps and be the sheepdog. Let go of everything you can't control. The past, everything in the past is done. Let go of it. Turn it over to higher power.
Absolutely.
That's why faith is one of the pillars of resiliency around the world. The future is uncertain. What other people are doing, what the idiots doing, you can't control that.
Right.
The only thing the universe can control is yourself. And if we give way to bitterness or cynicism or complacency or denial, that's the one thing we can control. Then, and one final point on that, you don't lose your temper. You give it away. It's the only thing you can control.
Right.
That's easy
right.
to say.
Right.
It ain't so easy to do. But to paraphrase Viktor Frankl, I tell my cops this, and they get it. Life is a game, and you lose your temper, you lose the game. And I thought being a colonel was about shouting at people and screaming and kicking, and then I realized nobody respects our temper tantrums. They respect our calms. And I talk about nurturing an environment of quiet professionals, the laconic Spartan, the stoic Roman, the inscrutable samurai, the stiff upper lip Brit. And today we talk about the quiet professional. Nobody respects our temper tantrum. If the day-to-day piss-ant stuff makes you lose, blow your cool,
right.
then when things are going to hell, we're not going to be able to depend on you.
That's a great point.
They respect our calm.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sink presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman is with us here at the National Defense. Let me ask you about this, Dave.
Yes.
I've heard you talking about the warrior mentality,
yes.
and it's so important to be prepared, yes. to be on the lookout, to be ever ready. How do you balance that against your faith and trusting completely in God?
Yeah, yeah. You know, once again, we trust in God for eternity in heaven. Understand? Absolute faith in that. But as far as what happens on this world, then we've got to understand. You know, my faith is in neck deep foxhole. With three layers of sandbags, you know, does that make us unfaithful? You know, I put my seatbelt on. Does that make us unfaithful?
Right.
The idea that we're totally crazy. God gave us seatbelts, and He gave us dirt to dig foxholes out of, and He gave us sandbags. You know, God gave us the guns and the ability to protect ourselves. This fatalistic idea that, you know, it's all His will. If Allah chooses, well, we don't believe like that. We understand that God put you here to do His will.
Yeah.
And it's your job to do these things. We are His instrument for spiritual warfare. We don't just sit back and let things happen.
Right.
We go out and make them happen. And this being the sheepdog. And, you know, one of the things in the 1980s, as interviewing World War II vets and Vietnam vets by the hundreds, I present to reunions and conduct interviews and surveys. And the one thing that really had that generation troubled was thou shalt not kill. And the thing to understand is you shall not murder. All the Jewish translations of the original Hebrew translate shall not murder. Almost all the modern, all but one of the modern translations translate shall not murder. Even in the King James, kind of a weak translation taken terribly out of context. In turn of the King James to Matthew 19:18, Jesus running through the commandments, and Jesus says, thou shalt do no murder. So I tell people, you know, it's World War II. And did all of our chaplains and priests and ministers and rabbis, did they all preach, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill, the war began? Yeah, I'll go kill those guys. It's cool. We change our mind. No, that's not what happened. 99% of our religious community for 5,000 years have believed that those who go in harm's way to protect lives, to protect our nation, have never received anything but the highest honor. And, you know, and we talk, too, in On Spiritual Combat, we throw in this concept of being in a republic such as ours. We are the rulers. By our votes, we decide where our nation goes. And we've been given authority. And if we do not use that authority to move our nation towards paths of righteousness, if we don't vote and vote for righteousness, then we're like the kings of the Old Testament, and who the evil kings of the Old Testament who were given authority and didn't use that authority to move them in the right direction. So there's really, you know, this idea that the Lord is going to come and we don't have to worry about anything. Well, for 2,000 years, if that had been what they thought, nothing would have got done. It's a great Christian
right.
dynamic is
That's
we
right.
have to build our nation as though our grandchildren would live in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we live our lives as though we had to answer to Maker tomorrow. And all of us will have to answer to our Maker, and it could happen. Never know when.
Absolutely.
And it's so important to get yourself right with heaven. I tell people, you know, heaven's going to be awesome. If I get there first, I'll save you a place by the fire.
Well, hey, let me ask you a couple of just a personal questions here, Dave. And by the way, thank you so much for being here. It's such an honor to have you, and the points you're making are so relevant. What kind of music do you like?
Iron sharpens iron. It's a two-way street, brother.
Well, thank you. What kind of music do you like?
You know, if you would look at what I've got, you know, I just finished a 10-hour drive down to Dallas and 10 hours back. If you looked at my Sirius radio, you would see the 40 station, the 50 station, the 60 station, the 70 station.
Oh, that's mine.
You would see Willie Nelson's Roadhouse. I love this diverse field, but one of my stations is a contemporary Christian and classic Christian. Bill Gaither's, now become a Bill Gaither's, Christian Southern Gospel Christian station.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I spend a lot of time on Sirius listening to the Christian stations, and I just love this. I listen to a 40 song, and then some song comes on that doesn't quite hit my button, and I start flicking through the channels until I get another one. You know, I'm driving along,
right.
singing. My wife, I call my wife out, and I start singing these songs on the radio. She said, "Do you have a karaoke there? Where do you know all those words?"
That's so good.
I just think there's delight in this vast array of music. I'm not a fan of hip hop, you know, or rap.
Craig Morgan, a country singer. Do you know Craig?
Just really remotely.
A veteran and also just re-enlisted in the National Guard on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Just a great,
God bless him.
Great patriotic American.
Oh,
and I asked him what he thought about Beyonce's new country song. And you've never seen a man squirm so much in your life. I mean, he was not a fan. But just a great guy.
Yeah. And there are this great Americans out there doing wonderful things.
We have them on the show every single
Amen.
Week. And
you know, I'll give you an angle on this. I think your listeners could identify with this. We talk on Spiritual Combat about being God's sheepdog, being the protector of God's flock. And we take it a step further in On Spiritual Warfare. I just want to, when we get to heaven, God will embrace us as beloved children, and we will understand things we cannot even comprehend right now. But right now, it's all I can think to be God's faithful dog. That's all I want to be. Mm. I got a dog. I got an old a chocolate lab. I let her off the leash. She wanders in the neighbor's house, rolls in something stinky, but I still love her. and God sees every stupid thing we do,
yeah.
And he still loves us.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, all he asks, all
thank
he asks
goodness.
Is I love it, and that's good because that's all I got to give. And but Will Rogers said, you get to thinking you're a man of some importance. Try telling another man's dog what to do.
Yeah.
If you ever did that, you ever tried to tell somebody else's
that's
dog what to
good.
Do, the dog would look at you.
Yeah.
If the dog could talk, here's what he'd say. I don't know much. I'm just a dog. I know this. I'm not your dog. And once you have become God's dog, you, when the evil one comes to you, you look him in the eye and say, I'm not your dog. Mm. The worst you can do is take away my life. Mm. And then I'm with God. And you know, the most important thing in the universe, it really did happen. Jesus really did die on the cross. We have four contemporaneous parallel accounts. He really did rise from the dead. The disciples really did eat with him. Doubting Thomas really touched the wound on his side. And here's how we know. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred for their faith. Men don't die for a lie. They didn't want to die, but they wanted to say that, no, I won't renounce it. It really did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to die to make sure you believe it. And they knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. They absolutely knew that the moment they're dead, they'll be in heaven with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And then we had the disciples' disciples. And that's straight up Roman history. Who died for the faith. Men don't die for a lie. It really did happen. It's the most important thing in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth shall not perish, have everlasting life.
Not know of him.
Yes. You know, and people say, well, I wish it was true. I wish there was a loving God. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, that's a little seed of faith. Plant that seed of faith. A man asked Jesus to heal his child. He said, if you have enough faith, anything's possible. He said, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief.
Oh,
Jesus did what he asked him to do.
Right.
All he wants us to do is ask for more faith. And what's our job? The commander's intent is to love God and love people. And our mission is the Great Commission, to bring people to the knowledge of salvation. Remember, in normal warfare, we win in large part by killing the enemy. In spiritual warfare, we win by saving them. The commander's intent is to love God and love people. So ask God for more love. Hmm. If our mission was to plant explosives on a bridge, we go get explosives. If our mission is to love God and love people, then we go to the loves of, and ask for more love. And every day we should ask for more faith and ask for more love.
Absolutely.
And be God's faithful dog. And when the evil one comes for you and yours, you'd look in the eye, say, I'm not your dog.
Not your dog. I love that. I love that. Dave, I could talk to you all day. I just love this. Where's the best place for people to find out more information?
Thanks for asking, Randy. Absolutely. My website is grossmanontruth.com.
Grossman
the
on
truth on killing, the truth on combat. Grossmanontruth.com.
Fascinating.
And all my books are there. We'll personalize them for you. You can always get them through Amazon. Bring my Amazon numbers up. But we'd like you to go to the website. Give me a chance to give you a signed edition. If you ask, we'll personalize them for whoever you like. And
that's so cool.
All of them are there. And so thank you for asking. And thank you, Randy, for what you do and your listeners do. God bless you and God bless America.
We'll be right back here.
This is your host, Herb Cohen. And if you're a high school principal, executive director, teachers and guidance counselors, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? Because together we formed this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org, that's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our CEOs to be introduced to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And here's something that maybe you didn't know about, but these long-haul truckers, keep an eye on these guys. this is pretty disturbing, and it's shocking to me, but here to talk about it is former Assistant Director of the FBI and now the National Security Contributor for NBC and MSNBC, Frank Figliuzzi, is with us. Frank, how are you?
I'm well, and I'm glad that you're helping get the word out on this, because you know, if you feel badly that you didn't know about this initiative that the FBI has involving long haulers, don't feel so badly. I had 25 years as a special agent, retired as assistant director, and I didn't know all these details until just recently.
This is incredible. The new true crime investigative thriller, Long Haul, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers, exposes a lot of these episodes. When did you first get wind that these kinds of things were happening, Frank?
So this is really astounding. I happened to have a discussion with a woman who tells me, look, I work for the FBI. Now I'm retired at this point. And I go, oh, what do you do with the Bureau? And she says, oh, I head up the FBI's Highway Serial Killings Initiative. And I said, excuse me? She said, we have 850 identified murders of women alongside our nation's highways over just the last few decades. Most of the women are sex trafficked, but not all of them. And we know it is the work of long-haul truckers. In fact, there are currently 25 long-haul truckers who are in prison for multiple homicides. Despite that, 200 of the cases are considered active and unsolved. And here's a number for you. When I said, how many suspects do you have in these 200 unsolved cases? She said 450.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, that's something that you hear on some of these true crime podcasts. You know, my wife and I like to go camping, and we love to listen to these podcasts. And you always wonder, now, you think that's true? And so not only is it true, but it is happening all the time. And you actually went, was it 2,000 miles with a trucker?
I had to put my investigator hat back on. I can't just absorb what someone is telling me and then write a book about it. That's not me. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the FBI can't talk a lot about a pending investigation.
Sure.
So I said, I'm going to do it and get to the bottom of this if I can. I found a friendly long hauler. We rode flatbed over 2,000 miles across the country. And my God, was that an adventure? So the book is a study of three subcultures. What's long haul trucking all about? And then sex trafficking victims. I also went on the road, and I went face to face in interviews, really, really tear inducing interviews with women who have survived violent encounters.
Oh, wow.
With truckers, because they have been trafficked to truckers. And then the third subculture that's operating out there is the crime analyst culture. How do these analysts connect the dots to stop the killing? But I'll tell you, 2,000 miles in a big rig is not the Ritz-Carlton, my friend. I was sleeping in that top bunk. We were cooking in the truck. And boy, did I learn a lot of good things about modern day trucking and its essential impact on the economy.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. We're talking to former assistant director of the FBI, Frank Figliuzzi, in his new book called Long Haul, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. How does this typically work, Frank, in terms of how the women get involved with the truckers initially?
Yeah, I devote at least a third of the book to this subculture of trafficking. I talk to the top experts in the country about street level and truck stop level trafficking. And the bottom line is, as different as each victim's story is, there are absolutely commonalities in this. And if you think, well, I don't have any young person in my life or my circle that would ever get involved in the trafficking world, I'm here to tell you, my eyes were open. I talked to a woman who was a preacher's daughter. I talked to another survivor who was, a middle-class family girl who went to college in the Midwest. This can happen, and it's increasingly happening online. But the commonalities are the recruitment and grooming for this that's happening online, which is, by the way, why parents need to know what their kids are doing
right,
online.
Right.
So look, commonalities, early childhood trauma, usually unwanted sexual touching and or molestation and rape. Move that up to early drug exposure, often in the form of marijuana, but ramping up quickly. And then almost universally, really bad boyfriend decisions, like really bad. And it gets really bad. The drugs make the judgment go out the window.
So that is so disturbing. I mean, all of that is so disturbing. But like you say, Frank, I mean, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. Sex trafficking reports around here are nothing new, and especially at a few truck stops that are large here. And so, I mean, are these predators, do they set out for any certain areas? Do they, what kind of commonality do you find among the predators here?
Yeah. So, look, the job of long haul trucker is the number one profession for serial killers. There's nothing close.
Wow.
So we get deep into the nature or nurture question, you know, how is a serial killer made? And yes, if you look at these guys, and it's almost all guys, you see similarly to the victims, you see early childhood trauma, you have abusive parents, some very cruel stories that I think are often a springboard. But then they seek out the long haul lifestyle because it's extremely isolating.
Mm.
You don't have to engage with people. These are not people friendly, you know, killers
here. Right.
And they eventually figure out this affords me the opportunity to have a mobile crime scene. I grab a victim in one jurisdiction, kill her in the second, dump her in the third, and it's decades, literally decades, before the police identify the body, let alone the killer.
Wow. Well, let's talk about some of these specifics here. You talk about Delmas Colvin, who estimates that he murdered between 47 and 52 women.
Yeah, Delmas is a cold, stone cold killer. This is a guy who literally answered a phone call from his mother while he was killing a woman in his truck. He's been interviewed and said, you know, people told me, oh, once you look a person in the eye while you're killing them, you'll never forget it. He goes, I forget it right away. I've never had trouble sleeping at night. So you're talking about the worst kind of evil. Despite what I've seen in 25 years in the FBI, I've seen worse just researching this book, including a notorious killer, Robert Ben Rhodes, who kidnapped a 14-year-old girl who was hitchhiking with her boyfriend outside of Houston, Texas. He quickly kills the boyfriend, and for the next several weeks, he tortures and rapes Regina Walters, 14 years old, hangs her from fish hooks in the back of his rig, and she's abandoned, decomposing body, Illinois abandoned farmhouse, and the last photo of her taken alive is by the killer. And that photo is the most ghastly photo I've ever seen. It's her fully clothed in the clothing he forced her into, a black dress, high heels. He cut her hair, and she is arms outstretched, pleading for her life.
Oh, my gosh. The book is called Long Haul. We're talking to Frank Figliuzzi here on the National Defense, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. Frank, I've known a few policemen. I've known a few detectives. And a couple of detectives that I know have been involved in some very serious cases in terms of just horrible, horrible stuff. And I know for a fact that that they still have nightmares. In your career, I mean, 25-year career, and then researching for this book, how do you get that off your mind?
I would be lying if I said I could easily compartmentalize and forget about things. Over the years, I have learned to compartmentalize. One of the toughest years for me in the FBI was I supervised a crimes against children squad. That was horrific.
Oh, wow.
Horrific. That's not something you should be doing a lot of. But I do put it aside. I treat it as work, and then I move along. But some of the worst things I've experienced in my career is not visual, but rather audio. I've heard some recordings of murders, a girl being murdered by her parents in an Arab honor killing. I've heard pilots going down, knowing the plane is going to crash, and I've heard that pilot cockpit recording. Those things stay with you.
This is a book that everybody needs to read. Long Haul, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. Frank, thank you so much for your work on this, and thank you for taking the time today.
Thanks, Randy. Stay safe out there.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be. And that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later it happened. So it was just a seamless transition and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a Father's Day gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad. He's the handyman of the house, the plumber in a pinch, and the emergency mechanic. For Father's Day, upgrade his gear with the Husky 270-piece mechanics tool set from the Home Depot. Just $99. Perfect in the hands of a pro or a dad. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be building
built for America, we're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Those stories, Dan, that you come across and you go, how come nobody knows about this story? And a lot of people know about the Doolittle Raiders, but this is about one of those Doolittle Raiders that didn't come back, right?
Well, kind of.
kind of. It's about where one of the airplanes went because all the rest of them went somewhere else. Glad you like the Clancy book. My agent, it was Tom's agent, so he'll be happy to hear that. Essentially what happened is these 16 planes, you know the story, they took off from an aircraft carrier, which they weren't supposed to be able to do, hit Tokyo, 15 of them did, and then they tried to go to China. One of those planes never even tried to get to Tokyo. It hit the Japanese coast and turned northwest for the Soviet Union, and this book is about why they did that and what the purpose was.
Yeah, and you talk about, I guess, a lot of theories over the years and supposedly due to low fuel, but this bomber was the only plane on the mission with maps of the Soviet Union aboard?
That's true, and they did have low fuel, but it was a manufactured low fuel state. They did it on purpose. Wow. And the reasons behind that are all in the book. So this was all planned. They did it for a very good reason, at least in the spring of 1942. And they were very, very brave, gutsy guys to volunteer to do this.
And let's talk about this mission, the original mission, a little bit. So this was kind of a in-your-face, pump-up-America mission, right?
Well, that's an excellent way to put it. The American people after Pearl Harbor needed a morale boost,
yeah,
right? And so did what was left of our allies. We really just, you know, had a few left. They needed to know that even though America had been hit hard at Pearl Harbor, that we were not out of the fight and we were still capable of taking, you know, the fight to the enemy. And, you know, this raid was never intended to cause a whole lot of damage to the Japanese, but it was intended as a, like you said, an in your face, slap in the face, you know, hey, you got to watch out for us. It backfired in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways it did exactly what, you know, it was supposed to do. And then this mission to Russia was sort of a subset of that. You know, Hap Arnold, who ran the Air Corps, said, hey, as long as these guys are going to be in that area, this is what we need them to do. And
wow,
that's what the story's about.
Wow. We're talking to Dan Hampton here on the National Defense, his new book, Vanishing Act, The Enduring Mystery Behind the Legendary Doolittle Raid Over Tokyo. I can't even imagine how much research this book took, Dan. And you had a little bit of help, I think, too, right?
Oh, I always have help. You know, I think one reason these books are so readable for folks and why they like them is because I get a hold of direct sources. Sometimes the people themselves, although that wasn't possible in this case, or their descendants who have papers and documents that nobody else has seen. And in this case, along with all of that, I had the assistance of a Japanese researcher who made the Doolittle Raid sort of his life's work.
Wow.
So I was able to clear up a lot of the things that have been taken as gospel facts for the last 80 years, including where all those bombs really went. You know, and in no way does that detract from what these guys did.
Right.
You know, it just sets the record straight, which I enjoy doing and have done in the past with other books.
Yeah, you really have. And the other thing that I find very compelling that I didn't know about World War II and especially this raid, not just making a statement to Japan, but also making a statement to the Soviet Union, because you talk about the Soviet Union kind of sitting on the fence at the time. And how, if this raid had not happened, Dan, in your mind, a weakened America, that could have been a lot more of interest to the Soviet Union, right?
Yeah, you know, most people don't, you know, they think of the Soviet Union as one of our staunch allies in World War II, and that's not true.
Mm.
You know, they had signed a non-aggression pact with Germany. I think they would have made a separate peace with Japan if they could have. It's typical Russian, you know, duplicity.
Yeah.
So this reveals a lot about why the Soviet Union was that way and why their people thought that way. And, you know, in fairness to them, they were worried about fighting the Japanese in the East as well as fighting the Germans in the West, which they were doing the time this raid went on. But, you know, if you're in a war, you got to pick a side if you're going to fight, and you fight. And the Russians, you know, typically don't do that. They look out for Russia and nobody else, even though they were getting, what, billions of dollars of lend-lease aid from the United States. So it's really an interesting geopolitical study as well, and all that's in the book as well.
Yeah, and you know, since you brought that up about Russia, what's your take right now on the situation in Ukraine?
My take is the so-called leadership in Washington should have been a lot more forthcoming 2 years ago with material and training and other things that the Ukrainians need to win. This is not, and I'm the last person to advocate, you know, jumping in all over the world and being the world's policeman. I've done it too many times.
Right.
But there are some fights that have to be fought, and this is one of them. And America, most people realize that if Putin wins in Ukraine, he's not going to stop there. So it does affect the United States. And more importantly, you know, the other adversaries we have are watching to see how we behave, to see what they can get away with. So there's lots of reasons for doing this right.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so piecemeal. To me, it's almost like you take a vote every single week to do we help Ukraine this week?
Well, when you govern by polls instead of, you know, by what's right or makes the most sense, then that's what happens. We tried that piecemeal approach in one other conflict. What was that called? Vietnam. Yeah, that's it. It didn't work either. So, you know, you would hope that people read and understand history enough, at least the people in Washington, but apparently that's not the case.
What do you think about Zelensky?
I admire the guy. You know, I think he's the right guy in the right place at the right time, kind of like Churchill and other people were, you know, in World War II that we discussed. They wouldn't have been successful in any other time and place, but at that time and place they were because of who they were. I think given what he's facing and the limitations that have been placed on him, I think he's done a superb job.
We're talking to retired Air Force fighter pilot Dan Hampton here on the National Defense and his new book, Vanishing Act, The Enduring Mystery Behind the Legendary Doolittle Raid Over Tokyo. I hear a lot of people say that people that are kind of not paying attention and not involved and unconcerned. What's a big deal with Ukraine? But, I mean, just because you just voiced it a little while ago, Dan, I mean, it's not so much with Ukraine. It's about Russia, right?
Yeah, exactly. Putin is a megalomaniac. I mean, he's a dangerous guy. People sometimes think some of our leaders are, which is true, but this guy has no checks and balances. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And if he's allowed to win there, then, you know, we've got an even bigger problem. I think Washington has been trying to put a Band-Aid on a deep wound instead of sewing it up, and it needs to be sewn up. Now, people are right to be concerned with what's going on here, too. You know, we've been invaded, but then so again has Ukraine, so both situations need to deal with it, and America can deal with both if you've got the right people in charge.
Yeah, and, you know, on top of that, then you got Israel, and that situation, I just cannot even wrap my head around that situation.
Well, I spent a lot of time in that part of the world, and I've fought terrorists, and I'll tell you this, the military solution, however that is done, is only one part of this. The only way to fight an idea is with another idea. And Israel could go in and wipe out Hamas, but that's not going to end what Hamas is doing. You have to change the parameters in place there. You have to end the reason for what created Hamas, and that's what nobody's talking about. They're all dealing with the military situation.
Such a great.
You have to do that.
Great point. Dan, listen, thank you so much for taking the time. I can't wait to read this. Vanishing Act, The Enduring Mystery Behind the Legendary Doolittle Raid Over Tokyo. I don't know how you find your stories, man, but they're always good. They're always great.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and everybody can get them in all the usual places, Amazon or the bookstores. So I appreciate everybody reading, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, and thank you for your service, Dan. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.